Doesn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Do what you mean, ha. Tatirura. I'll pick him on your top study. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharedu Nora Kufreshayim Sintetun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barchim Tacharev Rachame Sikatha Tamid Gamblet Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Kasim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adatach Het Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatah Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodeya Talubo Shin Kufav Sadi Yudtah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alachim Notzer Yawon Wafesha V'chata'al B'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty by utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'afta L'Shem Yudhe Bavate V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tane Nam Dekucha Rihu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Le'ela Lachmila Yalma divae barnash ladasya Leya mineya ulan haga Seya kalana dehakulu ovada Dishot inun wikolai spirit Yalma. The energy of this current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. The verse that we study tonight is Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 5. I'm sorry, it's chapter 23, verse 36. Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Elai Ben Adam Atishbod Et Ahala Uyet Ahaleifa Vahageh Lachem Et Toavotechem. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom le'ami Yisrael untati vushakam. Ta'atav willo yirgaz, od willo yosifu, v'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa he he la Mu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Mu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 may yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey. Sa a la, a re yo, a shi la, may yo, hey. Wa hey, wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me, me. Nu nu a, nu yo ta, may be, hey, pay wa yo. Nu me, me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me, sa re. Wa me be, yo, hey, hey. Anu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo yo yo, sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re Yo-yo, wala, hey-hey, ka'ako, me-nu-da. Anu, yo-hey, wa-mei, re-hey-ya, yo-hey-za. Hey-shi-hey, me-ka-ha, wa-wa-la, yo-yo-hey. Sa-a-la, re-yo, a-a-la, me-ta-hey. Wa-hey-wa-da-la-yo, hey-yo-shi-a-la-me. Nu-hey-ya, nu-wa-ta, me-la-hey, pe-ya-yo. Nuko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. He da he be me ta ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he be. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 28th day of Shabbat, Rabbi Mordechai ben Rabbi Moshe Gedalia of Zivil, Rabbi Alexander Sender of Zolpo, Rabbi Emmanuel of Preshid Gorz, Rabbi Yosef David ben Yitzhak Isaac Zindhan, Rabbi Mordechai Goldman, Rabbi Menachem Nachum Twersky, Rabbi Shalom Zelig Steinmetz, Rabbi Mordechai ben Gedalia Moshe Goldman, Rabbi Ephraim Ezra Lanayado, Rabbi Eliezer Alpa, Rabbi Shmuel Benjamin Rosenberg, Rabbi Nathaniel Quinn, we will now connect to the Ani meditation. And this is a tool we use to climb the tree of life, starting at the bottom with Malchut, our physical world. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Od, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Netzach, I ahini wu yohi, I ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yuvura. Ye ach ni wi yosh. Ye ach ni wi yosh. Ye ach ni wi yosh. Chesed. Ye ahini wo yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Bina. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Achma. Ya aheni wa yoha. Ya aheni wa yoha. Ya aheni wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We'll now connect to the Esther Dibrot. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Adonai Yohi Wahe Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha Asher Hot Seticha, Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibet Avadim, Lo Yehiye Lecha Elohim Acherim. Avanai Lo Ta'ase Lecha Esel. With Paul Timuna, Asher Bashamayim, Mima Alwa Asher, Baaretz Mitachat, Washer Bamaim, Mitachat Laaretz, Lotish Tacha Welachem, Willow Tavden, Kianochi Adonai, Yohe Wahe, Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Elohecha Elkana Pokeda Won Avot Albanim Al Shileshim We Al Rebeim Lushonai We Ose Hesed La Lafim La Ohavai Ushomre Mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Yohei Dawanu Heyo. Elohecha lashav kilo, Yenake Adonai, Yohei Dawanu Heyo. Et asher yisa et shemo lashav. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Tavot V'yasita, Kol Melachtecha V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat. L'Adonai Yohei Wahei, Yohei Dawanu Heyo, Elohecha. Lo ta'ase kol melacha ata uvimcha uvitecha avdecha v'yamatcha uvhemtecha v'gercha asher bisharecha ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Et HaShamayim V'yet Haaretz Et HaYam V'yet Kol Asher Bam V'yanach B'yom HaShvi Al Kein Berach Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Et Yom HaShabbat Vayikadshehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha Leman al kein berach Adonai Yohei dawanu heyo Et yom ha-shabbat Vayikadshehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha Leman ya'arikun Yamecha al ha'adama Asher Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Elohecha noten lach Lo tirtzach Lo tinaf Lo tigno Lo ta'anem bereacha Et shaker lo Tachmod Beit Re'echa Lo Tachmod Eshed Re'echa V'Avdo V'Amato V'Shoro V'Achamoro V'Kol Asher L'Re'echa Now the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, wow, Yud, hey, wow, hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, wow, Yud, hey, wow, hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, wow, Yud, hey, wow, hey, Yud, Now we will connect to the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left, and join me in saying together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And now the bridge Kaddish. We use this as an elevator to rise to the level of our class.
And we all say, Amen.
Tonight's class is a Zohar class. It's on the Parasha of Truma. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom links, the Revealed Wisdom matrix, in the first row in the right-hand column. That link opens up to a landing page listing all of the Parashas for the year. Scroll down to the Parasha of Truma. When that link opens up, scroll down to section 8, which consists of one verse. And then we will complete our class with section 9. The one verse is Pasuk 60. We will start with the Lashem Yehud because we grounded the energy of the previous Lashem Yehud when we said Baruch Shem as part of the Shema. Lashem Yehud Kutcha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu. The Yakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate. The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Alena Masei Dait Yadenu Konene Alena Masei Yadenu Konenehu. Patachu Yamar Vazod. Haturuma asher tichu mei itam zahav v'kesef unchoshet. Haikirayihu l'sitra ila avihu l'sitra tata.
Aspakalaria Dinahara Vitaharaim Atar Deitkere Oshek Ihudiahi Perevikaima Daimda. The translation. It is written evening and morning and at noon. We have established and learned this passage. These are the daily times of prayer, and the friends remarked about these three times that evening is the mirror that does not shine, which is Malchut. Morning is the mirror that shines, which is Eranpin. And noon is the place that is called darkness, which is Giburah, and is attached to the evening, which is Malchut. They stand one with the other, because the left is attached to Malchut. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. It is important to understand the relationship of the left column to Malchut. Pasuk 62. Umadi par tzacharayim dihu tukpa dishimsha lishana ma'alya nakat v'chakihu archa levarnash ukam kiran le Achibar Belishana Ma'alya Nakat Uzimnin Lechivar Karalea Ukam Dikiv Kisha Kushit Lakat Halo Kivne Kushim Atem li wikomer. The translation. We learn that noon is the strength of the sun and is simply a flowery language, because that is the way that a black person is referred to as white, for a flowery language is used. Sometimes white is called black, as it is written. For he had taken a Cushite, a black woman. And are you not as much mine as the children of the Cushites? My commentary. What is a flowery language? It appears to be a misleading language, even a language of lies. A flowery language is used to describe a language that relates to relative terms. Pasuk 63. Erev da aluta di arbit ugim di verev da itarav be'a sitra achara dechashich mechoreya v'shalta belelya Shaulea Rishud Velet Lea Zeman Kabua Aemurin Uftarin Mit Achlin Behaizimna Umikan Itzanu Kamachavile Tehirin Dinafkin Vishaltin Belelya. The translation. Evening refers to Arvit. In English, the evening prayer. And the other side is mixed with the evening, since its light has darkened and ruled by night. Therefore, they made it optional. The evening service does not have a set time, because it corresponds to the portions and fats that were left over from the sacrifices and are consumed at this time. all night on the altar. Many legions of spirits that go out and dominate the night are nourished from them, because the externals are nourished from the leftovers of the offering. My commentary: the external of something is closer to the left column. Pasuk 64. Ve'ite ma'i ha'kita ne'nan ke'koli nun ma're sitra achara de'ruach misavala shalte ne'ara kadisha v'hamitare lon Yisrael v'hai v'yasir li'itara lon l'sharya Alara Kadisha. The translation: if you ask, have we not learned that all these members of the spirit of impurity of the other side do not dominate in the Holy Land, and that Israel aroused themselves to this to chase them away, and it is forbidden to entice them to dwell in the Holy Land? My commentary: we are changing from the external discussion to an internal discussion. Pasuk 65. Ela belel yahahu tenana sali vila sali kegavna dekarbena afara dehawa sali tenana Ve'orach me'shar ve'hakah wasali kahu tenana ve'chaduk ba'detzafon detaman komadorin teruchin bishin wekewan dehahu tenana Salik v'akim orach lechahu sitrakuhu hawo mitzanim v'kaimim alim v'duf daihu v'lahawo nafkin shaltin v'yalma. The translation: he answers, during the night that smoke of the portions and the fats rises, but doesn't rise like the smoke of any other offering, for the smoke rises in a straight line. Yet here that smoke rises to a hole in the north, where the habitation of the evil spirits are. And since the smoke would rise and twist, so that to that side, they would all be nourished and stand and enter their places. They would not go out from there to dominate the world. My commentary: this is describing what happens in the land of Israel. Pasuk 66. Chad mimana kaima lehahu sitra al hahu nukbadet af tafon bekolinun chavile tefirin san girya shemeya ushata yehahu tenana akim archeya Vesali chai mimana v'shitim yelef ribo mashrayan acharanin kuhu mit atvdan lekabela le'yahu atzina mineya v'chai min v'hahu nokva ba Alim,
kadi prekiri vidai hurazadiktiv im helchu imi keri wigomer uktiv vihalati imachem bachamat keri vihahu rugzadinafik mi picha de keri. The translation. There was one overseer there at that side, over that hole in the north, over all these groups of spirits, and his name was Sangiriya. When that smoke would twist his way and ascend, his overseer and 60 million other encampments were all waiting to accept it and be nourished from it. They would stand in that hole that is in the north and enter through one entrance called Keri. This is the secret of that which is written. And if you walk contrary, the Hebrew word is Keri, to me, and that which is written, then I will walk contrary to you, also in fury, meaning with that anger that goes forth from the entrance called Keri. My commentary. Keri is a Hebrew word for masturbation and wasting seed. Also note the name Sangria ends in the name Yah, which connects to the unified Sephirot of Hakma and Bina. Pasuk 67. Weileni nun dim shate belel yaushata tenishmatim nafkin lisalkya deitchaza aleila inun nafkin katrigan lo belayaklin lisalka uitcha Kadishin el yonin, Veinun bakin rikin viavirin, Vesalkin veilem, Chavile tehirin nafkin, Umodin, Milin kedivin, Livne nasha, Beichazyan, Lon bediukdin acharanin, Behaikan behu adioshkin din, Zara veikrun marechon, Bekeri begin deinun, Denafkin mipitcha dekeri. Armelon. The translation. These are those who float around during the night. If they are not being nourished from the smoke, as mentioned earlier. When the souls emerge from the entrance to appear above, they go out and accuse them, so they are not able to ascend and appear above. Except for those holy, supernal, pious ones who split the firmaments and airs and ascend. These camps of spirits go forth and inform people with falsehoods and appear to them in other female forms and seduce them until they discharge semen. They are called men who have nocturnal admission of semen, which is scary. Because it causes those who go forth from the entrance called Keri to be called men of a nocturnal emission. My commentary. This pasuk is describing the way the negative system demons communicate with men.
Pasuk 68. Ushata demita fle emurin uftarin hahutinana hawe rewe lon vizan lon kifum yikara dilchon hakimizona dilchon mar the ichaze lon. Uchaila naftan, willa misate biara kadisha. The translation. During the time that the portions and fats were consumed on the altar, that smoke would give them drink and nourish them, according to their stature and according to their needs. Therefore, they would not go forth and float over the Holy Land. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 69. Erev kedah wagam erev rava. Itam the calling nun habile tehirini nun mitarve beshultanu telea viad la shavuha tovalit lota te arvit dele mandiakil leatkinala. Yaakov dein hu hawa mare mashkina umtaken leyakad kayeot. Evening, the Hebrew word is erev, is called so as it is written, and a mixed multitude, the Hebrew is the Erev Rav, which literally translates as a large evening, went up also with them, which means a mixture, because all these groups of spirits mingle according to the rule of the night. Therefore, they did not make the evening prayer obligatory, because there was nobody who could correct it like Jacob, who was the master of the tabernacle, which is Malchut, and corrected it properly. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. It is recommended to contemplate the pasuk to reveal some absolutely amazing secrets. Pasuk 70. Va'agidehu reshut zelota daihu li'agana alan migo pachad b'leilot migoi pachad dikama sitrim v'gehinom v'ha b'ha'i osha'ata sitra Tarde lechayavaya Vagehinom al-hatere Mibimama Ukichme kadme Yisrael meymar Lehu raichum Dehu begin pachad Vagehinom ushavat bat Tila ishtakah pachadina de gehinom wiladina achara asir leatara leya de ichaze de halet reshu le shabbat de avbera de name Alma.
The translation, even though it is obligatory, the purpose of the prayer is to protect us from the fear of the nights and the fear of many kinds of Gehinnom, because at that time the wicked and the punished are twice as much as during the day. Therefore, Israel hastened to say that he was full of compassion for fear of Gehinnom. On Shabbat, when there is neither fear of Gehinnom nor fear of other judgments, it is forbidden to awaken it, namely to say, but he was full of compassion, because it would look as though the Shabbat does not have the power to remove judgment from the world. So it is necessary to say, and he is compassionate. My commentary. There's a lot of information in this pasuk. Recognize these tools and use them wisely. Pasuk 71. Uipachad kitru gad nishmatim. Kad ba'an lisalka le'elav itchaza kameh marechon ufkich anat makdimim shomer et amo Yisrael ya'ad amen pachad dekama mazikin dekitrugin. The Mishtache Belelia, the Itlon Reshulinaska, Leman Benafik Mitra Betea, Levarukich Anan Maktimim, Ushmor Tetenu, Uvoenu. The translation. There is fear of accusation against the souls when they wish to ascend above to appear before their master. Therefore, we hasten to say, who guards his nation Israel forever? Amen. Meaning from the fear of many demons and accusers that are prevalent during the night. They have the ability to harm one who goes out of the entrance of his house. Therefore, we first say, and guard our coming and our going forth. My commentary. This pasuk and others in this section are explaining the why of various words of prayers. We'll stop here. Essentially out of time. Does anyone have any questions? Please, while you're unmuting your phone, I will discuss our coming classes. Tomorrow morning, our 10:30 class will be teaching about the Shekalim, which is what we read from the Torah today. And our 3 o'clock class will be continuing our advanced reincarnation classes. I will be sending emails in the next week about the Shekalim for those who wish to make the connection. Does anybody have any questions?
I don't have any questions, just maybe a thought.
Go ahead, Judy. What did you start to say?
Well, I just saw that over again, all the things that you've read, it just makes us understand the different words and the different certain prayers, that it makes us understand the importance of the power of the words that we say in these prayers, that that protect us. If we don't have the altar and the sacrifices anymore and things in the past, we do have the prayers that, like Psalms 91 when we go to bed, and when we travel, we have the traveler's prayer. And there's so many different prayers that we can, I can see the power in the word that help protect us.
If I may caution you, not really caution you, just allow you to understand, while we do not have the temple, we still have the tools of the temple. When we study the temple, as we're doing in Parashat Truma, and next week in Tetzaveh, and then also the two Vayakhel and Pekudei, and then many of the explanations in the book of Leviticus and elsewhere and throughout all of the Tanakh, we have these tools. They are not explicit. The temple was explicit. You brought a sacrifice. The animal was in place of the fats in your body. The animal was in place of your own animal instinct. It was explicit. It was clear. We could see the animal being sacrificed. We understood it was an offering. The sages created the three prayers following the three sacrifices, the three public offerings. We still have all of those tools. We just haven't learned that that's what they are. And it's good that you recognized from this reading of the Zohar how these various words of prayers are really important. It's not a question of saying something rote. It's a question of understanding you're building your own protection shield. But what do you have to protect yourself against? These things that we choose not to see. We know they're there, but we choose not to recognize them. We choose to think that we live in a modern age that doesn't recognize all of these old essences, these old fears, these superstitions. But are they really superstitions, or are they real? We have nothing to fear when we're connected to Hashem. How do we connect to Hashem? With words of prayers, with actions of mitzvot. All of the structure of Judaism, the religion, has been used as a mechanism to bring across the centuries this wisdom that we have been given the merit to read directly, and been given the merit to struggle to understand the full depth of these words. Shavua Tov, a good week to all. Are
Thank
there
you
any
very
more
much.
Questions or comments?
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Shavua
your lesson.
Tov
Thank you.
All. Thank
Watch
you all. Shavua Tov.